I tell you what, our next guest will be happy that you haven't included any of the WA horses in that little all-up, because he doesn't need a reverse mockman, that is Sean Casey, because it could be one of the biggest days of his career. Dom Deschutes in the Australian Guineas, who I think is a really big chance after his great run first up in Melbourne, and Laverod as well, or Laverod, who is going to be well in contention as well, goes around. It's great to catch up with Sean Casey this morning. How are you, Sean? You there, Sean?
Hello, good morning. I just had you on mute.
Oh, that's right. You're not the first person to have done that.
No, we've spent our life doing that, to be honest, Sean.
Right.
Hey, how did it get its name, Dom Deschutes? What's the story here? Obviously by shooting to win.
The 17 grand final when Dom Sheed kicked the winning goal for the Eagles. And so when we were looking for names to go with shooting to win, that was what his owner came up with straight away.
I knew there'd be a story there somewhere.
Dom Sheed's his namesake.
So are you an Eagles fan or the owner?
Yep.
Well, is he going to be shooting straight today? Gee, he was a big run in the CS Hayes Stakes. He went back at the start and he was one of the few to make ground from a good gate today. Is the instructions to the wizard to maybe sit a bit closer?
Yeah, well, he had a sticky gate last time, if he can be a little bit tardy out, but if he does jump well, he'd be in a forward position, just behind the leaders, and hopefully run the same race from there. He'd just be back a little bit in the haze. He had to move off and a bit earlier, and he did peak the last bit, but with a good run today, he should be right in it.
Yeah, the map can often be turned upside down and misread and mean nothing and all that sort of stuff, but it does look good for Dom Deschutes, doesn't it? Barrier 7, up to 1,600 metres. As you just said, you can probably envisage him a little bit closer in the run, and he's going to be, you'd imagine, in a pretty good pouncing position.
Yeah, it all does bear on him, capitalising on his good gait. And if he does do that and he's in the forward pocket sort of thing, he's going to... should get a nice cosy one run through, but if he is a bit tardy out, Willie said he's got a plan X and he'll work on that.
And you've got W Pike on board today. Do you get much of a chance to get Willie in Perth?
No, he's pretty well taken up with the Cerise Mighty in WA, and we usually batting against him, but this is really good to have him on deck, but he rides for everyone, but he's usually pretty well stacked up with Clint Peters.
Just a bit about your stable. You're at a place called Bullsbrook. What's the story with your operation?
Yeah, we've got always got about 20 horses in work in Bullsbrook, and it's just half an hour north of Perth. And it's a good rural facility, and we use Ascot Racecourse as our fast work facility.
Tell us a little bit about your background, because a lot of Victorians may not know, but your family's been in racing for quite some time, but more traditionally around the Broome area, isn't that right?
Yeah, we cover the state, when I was a jockey, I rode in Broome and those places, and then back in the days, earlier days, with those country tracks, they were good hunting grounds for getting new owners, used to be able to go to those tracks and win a lot of races and each time pick up a few more owners. And now we've, got up and up and up and, more Perth owners, but we still go to Broome and those places.
Where'd you pick up Dom Deschutes?
That was probably our first association with the owner. We had a horse called Pin Rouge, which won a fair few races. One of them, a good one, being the Bunbury Stakes. And Willie Pike actually rode him that day. and Molly Daly owned him, and we had him on lease, and he gave us a couple more horses and a couple more horses. But then we went to the sales and bought Pin Rouge's sister, which is Princess Rouge, and she was a very good horse, but she broke down early. But when we bought her at the Easter, we, always knew that she was going to be a beautiful, beautiful brood mare, and she's produced Dom Deschutes. So, over the years, that's how we've come along with Dom Deschutes.
and you've got the sporting theme through the name of your other runner, Laver Rod. Hasn't quite won a Grand Slam, but he's been very consistent for you.
Yeah, he's a really good individual. You know, like he's a really imposing looking horse, and he was the same. Wally bought him in Queensland, and he's just a stunning type, and he's carried it through in his races. He's paid himself back, and there's a lot more to come. But with the higher rating races over there, he's really well suited, and because he's still got his 4-year-old Vobis, he's got a chance in a couple of races over there that he can snare some more bonuses. So he's just a very honest horse. He's always got his head there in the finish, you know.
There's no obvious breeding suggestion with Laver Rod like there is with your Guineas runner. So your owner's just a mad, unabashed fan of Rod Laver?
No, on his third dam, he's...
I didn't get that far.
Yeah, well, his third dam's Grand Slam.
Oh.
And so that Wally put the first one to do the Grand Slam was Rod Laver, so that's how we got Laver Rod.
He was really good first up down the straight, and if you go back through his form... A win over Celebrity Queen certainly looks good following on from last week. What's your expectations today? Has he taken much improvement out of that first look down the Flemington Straight?
Well, I think he's definitely improved, and he's probably gathered a lot of intelligence too. He had a really rough race. So Craig actually got time in that race, but interfering with him. He just had to bullock his way through all the way down the straight, and like I say, even the stalwarts of, you know, from Victoria of time, you don't see a much rougher straight race. And he pushed his way through and hit the front, and then he just got run down with having nothing on one side of him and with four scratchings. It's, you know, a smaller bunch. He's obviously, he should learn, and he's definitely got the ability. And, of course, with Ollie on his back, you know, like, he'll know when to pull the trigger.
Sean, this is probably the best representation WA have had at any Victorian carnival that I can remember. Indian Pacific, obviously, the Parnhams have brought horses, Fabergino's here, you've got your couple, plus all of the Bob Peters horses that come through. What has stoked up the extra interest, apart from having good horses there? Was there a particular horse in the spring, maybe, that you thought, well, if they can do it there, we can as well?
It is handy having Bob's team feeders and Williams, and obviously, you know, having them horses as, you know, like a guideline for us here. If you're running in front or around them, you know that they do. They've proven that they've, you know, performed over the east. It makes it a lot easier to say, yeah, we should take this across the paddock, you know. Then the realisation is how many good horses we've got over here. That you're racing against, you know, like, without being bullish, you know, like, there's easier races in Victoria than there probably is here, where we don't have as much racing, and Saturdays are cluttered up with some pretty good horses. So the race, like Laver Rod's in today, if he was in Perth, you know, like, he'd have a lot more weight and a lot, you know, and some pretty talented opposition, you know.
Is Arcadia Queen a bit of a hero in the West? I'm not sure if she's got to the northerly stage of, you know, recognition and so on, but is she just a big star over there, Arcadia Queen?
Everyone's pretty proud of her. She's she's an individual. Like, she's such an imposing animal. You know, like, she's so masculine. She's a proper old-fashioned thoroughbred to look at. And she shows that with a stride. And when Willie and her in full flight, she certainly is an Australian, or especially WA favourite.
Sean, it could be a big day for the Sandgropers today. Of yours, who are you most confident of?
Well, I'm really looking forward to the two of them. Dom, you know, like, he keeps finding the line. He's always there, you know, like, he's running the Kingston Town, and he's had some unlucky runs. So if everything's on his side today, like, he's going to give you a really powerful run. And Laver Rod, he's very genuine. So I couldn't split them, and, you know, the two kids going out in each game, you know.
Did you do the quarantine? Have you been able to get over to Victoria with the border situation over the last few weeks? Or are you watching on from the West?
No, watching on from the west, there's no restrictions for us now to jump straight out of the plane and go to the races, but in Victoria. But when we to come back, we have to do a 2-week isolation, and it's just with Jake, obviously my co-trainer over there. And if I bailed up over there, it, you know, like, and then isolate here, just puts a bit too much pressure on the machine.
Cheer him home. Cheer him both home hard over in the west. It could be a big day. Best of luck, Sean.
Yeah, good luck to all. Thank you.